Good morning. Today is Monday, November 29th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Temperatures will dip today, with a high of 51 and a low of 25, but we'll have sunny skies. In our top story, as students return to class from the Thanksgiving holiday break, a third of North Carolina school districts will not require face masks. Most of the state's public school students are in districts that still mandate masks, but the number making masks optional is steadily increasing and has reached 39. All 39 of those mask optional districts are in counties with high or severe COVID community transmission rates. School districts are caught in the middle between parents who say masks should stay until more children get the COVID vaccine and other parents who say the mandate should have ended long ago. In business news, while supply chain problems have delayed some shipments of artificial Christmas trees made in China, 2021 is expected to be another great year for purveyors of fresh-cut holiday evergreens. And many of those Christmas trees come from the mountains of North Carolina. Growers here are expected to produce another huge crop, between 5.5 million and 6.5 million trees. North Carolina is the second largest producer in the country and specializes in the Fraser fir. In politics, the U.S. Supreme Court has announced it will hear a request from North Carolina legislative leaders on whether they can be involved in one of the state's lawsuits over voter ID requirements. The case will not decide if voter ID is legal. But because of a new law just passed in the state budget, the decision might have major implications for future elections in North Carolina. In the budget, lawmakers gave themselves the final say on whether a legal settlement involving them can go through. That means if the Supreme Court allows Republican lawmakers to intervene in this case, they can block any potential settlements that might eliminate or soften the state's voter ID law. In sports, David Cutcliffe's 14-year tenure as Duke's football coach is over. Duke Athletics Director Nina King and the 67-year-old Cutcliffe met Sunday and they reached a mutual agreement for a separation. Cutcliffe raised the moribund Duke football program into a regular bowl participant and took it to its only ACC championship game appearance in 2013, before a regression over the last three seasons and a 13-game ACC losing streak that the Blue Devils will carry into next season. And finally, call it a greenway for wildlife. The North Carolina Department of Transportation is building a bridge on Interstate 40 that is one of the first in the state to take into account the needs of bears and elk. The bridge will carry I-40 over a creek near the Tennessee state line in the narrow winding Pigeon River Gorge. It will include more space for animals to follow the creek under the highway, with cattle guards to keep them from getting on the interstate. And it could be just the start. Conservation groups are working to find other ways to help wildlife safely cross mountain roads. The infrastructure bill signed into law by President Joe Biden includes $350 million for animal crossing projects nationwide. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.